Now, before we get into the movies, now I have to address why I didn't have time for the third one that we or that you guys will be talking about instead. But this is important. So, I mean, this is for probably a few other scenes as well, but especially when it comes to the cosplay scene or the geek scene. Black people have been harassed on there for just being there. Like, and especially if you're, they are cosplayers, there are people dressing up as Disney characters, as comic book characters, or as anime characters, only to go to their comic sec comment sec section to hear about, you should be dressing up as a, that character is not white. I mean, no, that character is not black. You should be dressing up as a slave. You should be picking cotton. You shouldn't be cosplaying as this character. And there's just a sudden rise in the amount of hatred, or black creatives, especially black cosplayers, are receiving, and definitely black women are receiving. Now, I've told the tale earlier this week about one who overcome these cyber bullies by the name of Electric Bum. And she was, I mean, she got just so much hate bombarded her way. And some of them just from other countries too. And that was the scariest thing, is that there are people from other countries is going into these black creatives and just to send in a racial slur or do say something very hateful, that they would just go out of their way to translate just to see what they say, only to get a middle finger out of it. And with her, it got to the point where it broke her down. And I mean, if you saw the video on Instagram, I did make a reel of it where there was a cos or there was someone who called her monkey. And yeah, this anime character and Hinata talking about Naruto. It's an anime about ninjas and all that. And there, she was getting so much hate for cosplaying as that character, and most of them saying that character is supposed to be white, which this is a Japanese character set in Japan. But I mean, that's another thing for another time. I feel like all these trolls know it. It's just very easy to push a black person's buttons by telling them you can't do this thing because that's reserved for white people. So there's just this sort of trolling revolving around gatekeeping a hobby or just a sort of creative talent that a lot of black people are going through. And that's been just steadily rising. I mean, people talking about, hey, Biden won, so racism is going to slowly go away. No, actually, on the internet, it's going up. And for her, I was able to get in touch with her and have some very strong words of encouragement, or at least have a mature conversation about facing bullies. And I mean, it's you could say how, I mean, how weird is that to be a white person and talking to a black person about racism. And the thing is, how I present it is just kind of basing it off of experience of my black friends who have already dealt with it. And I mean, you can never tell someone, oh, yeah, racism will go away, or you'll get rid of the hate. The hate will go, just something like that. No, in fact, I had to be very real and honest with her, is that no, as a black woman, you're going to get a lot of hate comments just for existing, you for putting yourself out there when you get a certain following. And it was just a very, very calm and just sincere conversation that gave her confidence to try again, bring herself back online. It wasn't just me, of course. It was actually just the growing support. Like, she was trending on TikTok. She had, yeah, you type in the hashtag electric bum, it is almost, I think it's a million, like on the million mark, because so many people were seeing that video of her crying over receiving hateful comments and just angry, like people just banding together in support for this one cosplayer. And when she came back, of course, the trolls came in because they want to try again and make her cry again. And she was, and she showed them, she, or she just kind of, or put them on it, like basically made, on, TikTok, you can do stitches or you can, no, you can make video responses to comments. And what she does, you just put this comment up and like, look at this joker. And pretty much these bullies, they cower because they're deleting their comments and they're running away. And it's just beautiful to see fan art and just support of this one cosplayer who is now, last time I checked, I think she's at 300,000 followers or around it. She is a cosplay celebrity. She went from just a young like cosplayer just trying to even consume the fact that people are just so many people are coming at her just for her skin color, dressing up as these iconic characters presumed to be white. And now to coming back and just being a champ and not even bulging every time someone throws in a very nasty comment, a racial slur, and everything. But she is just one person out of so many other black men and black women who are still dealing with this. In fact, right after I close the chapter, I'm going to say close the chapter because I keep in touch with her, but close the chapter as far as the challenge that she was facing. I just got another black cosplayer facing is just depressed. Or moments from, or just facing a little bit of depression just from receiving so much hate in her personal messages out of, again, just people having a making a big fuss about someone cosplaying as a character that is not normally black. And it's very I mean it is scary that, and then I mean the scary part is that most of these people are anonymous, so they don't show their faces, they just hide in these comments, and as soon as someone tries to tell them no or you get on them, they'll delete that account and then try again and just do it all over again. Now the thing is, most of these people who just talk so much crud, they won't actually commit to any of these things. Like there were some commenters that actually gave death threats to Electric Bum and said, "Hey, I know where you live and I'm gonna rape you." And which that is hard for anyone to process, I would bet. And especially someone like her. And it was something where I had to tell, I mean, it was, and the fact is, I don't think I would even have the confidence to even tell her all these things if I didn't have the knowledge or just passed down from other black content creators who have already gone through this. And that's where I had to tell her, yeah, people will say disturbing things, they'll say mean and hateful things, and they'll say things that will intimidate you, that will make you feel like your life is threatened, but they're not going to commit. Because at the end of the day, that's what these trolls want to do. They just want to see you react, they want to see you cry, they want to see you frustrated. And they want to see you leave off the platform just to show that they have control. And it was great to see she overcome her challenge, but yet there were still so many who haven't. And there's one I'm currently talking to who does not feel comfortable putting herself back out there. Because again, with these hate comments, and it's all over TikTok and it's all over Instagram. Those two platforms haven't really solved this issue. And I know this could be on this could be on Facebook, this could be on Twitter as well. I'm not saying like hateful and racist people are just on TikTok and Instagram and nothing else, but you just see so many of these posts on those two platforms. And the only thing that I feel like is going to be a full solution is if you have some competitive app out there that is very friendly to people of color. And that's why very recently I interviewed the creators of this app called Flow, which is supposed to be TikTok, but without all the BS with the hateful comments and the algorithms that you have to fight through. Which this is a very bold project that is launching its alpha next month. And I'm all for supporting it. But yeah, that's something I just had to explain why I missed out on watching the third movie. So hopefully all that makes sense. If you have anything to add on to that.
No, it's a very good reason not to watch a movie, especially just a silly one. But yeah, it's just very heartbreaking and terrible that the geek community and nerd community has so many toxic bullies and this racist, sexist stuff going on, because we should be more diverse in our group. I mean, we're on a podcast right now with three white men talking about movies, which is what a lot of movie podcasts are white men talking. And so we should be welcoming of people of color and women into these type of communities instead of berating them and bullying them. And good for your friend that she's bouncing back and living her best life and doing what makes her happy despite a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, it's just so heartwarming to see that she went from someone crying and breaking down. Like, you can watch the video on Instagram. I had trouble duetting it because I broke down and cried. And she went from that to just being this cheerful young cosplayer, just excited to talk to everybody. And she's still receiving trolls, but just those trolls, they seem so much weaker than they were beforehand. And that's what I'm also hoping. I mean, I'll just show real quick just just a little video of the current person that I'm trying to help out, because I mean there are many many black women going through this, but just to give you even more context as to what they're kind of facing. So now, it's hard for you to read it, so I'm just going to read it for you. Here. I just feel like I owe you all an exclamation. I took down my cosplay and left my account because of the racist and harassing DMs I was getting about my cosplay. I don't know if I'll re-upload them or try again, but I wasn't in a good headspace about myself or the things I couldn't control. And she wrote that with just this depressing song to go with it. Like, you listen to this. This sounds like a song for someone who's about to commit suicide. Like, this is disturbing. Luckily, I am talking to this woman and she is okay, but she does not feel comfortable putting her cosplay back out. So, it's another conversation of, how do you face this? And of course, us being white men, we don't deal with as much hardships as black people and especially black women do. But all I can think of is just using the experiences of my black female friends and just finding some way to kind of lift them up. And it's worked for one, and that's what I'm trying to do for many others as well. I mean, yeah, the only solution is just, if there's an app out there that's not ruled by corporations, I mean, if we could just get everybody to go from this.
So I'm gonna take a break from TikTok officially. I don't know how long I'm gonna be gone.
Okay, I'm not gonna play the whole video because that broke me down. But that is Electra Bum before, and this is her after.
Hi guys, I just wanted to thank everyone for like all of the support. It really does mean a lot. With the hate comments and everything, they don't have an effect on me anymore. Like, really. The video responses that I did was just to bring attention to the people, but that was it. But like, all of the support I've been getting just makes me not care about the hate anymore.
So, yeah, I mean, with that example, it just shows you can't suppress hate. So I think as white people or white allies, if we see something like this on the internet, I do feel like it is in our best interest to help if we can, even if someone we don't know, because there's a chance that person doesn't have many friends to help them or they're living out on their own. You never really know what someone's situation is. So, I mean, Justin, you're on TikTok, but I mean, you just talking about movies, I bet you probably never see any of this on your For You page. But if you ever do, that's
It really makes me sad what people, you know, get bullied by and how they get bullied now, because when I was a kid, it was in person and it was face to face, and, you know, fisticuffs were coming afterwards if it went too far, you know. And now people can just troll and bully online and anonymously. They don't even show their faces. It's just sad what people have to do.
And they don't care because there's no repercussions to what they type on the keyboard.
Right.
They don't even know how they're affecting people by just saying the most vile and mean-spirited things they can say to someone just because they want to and they can get away with it. And it's horrible.
And they're gutless and they're ballless and they're cowards because they're not doing it face to face. They're doing it to young ladies and, you know, people who are already struggling through, you know, their own stuff. And it's not even bully. It's like devil work. You know, you're not even doing it in person. It's not even human, you know, it's inhumane.
I mean, for what I even looking at, it just seems like people think they're just very funny. Like their way of, I mean, we roast things. I mean, the way of us, you know, playing with each other. I mean, we all know we're friends and we just kind of joke with each other around. But, and that's a huge difference because we have humor. We do it in the spirit of, you know, our chemistry together, as opposed to them. Yeah, they're just really putting someone down because for some reason they just really love that, or they're just super crazy too. I mean, it's, again, I put two examples, but there are so more. There was another cosplayer who discovered that there was this two people privately talking crud about her posts. And then that got leaked and she was just reading all of that. Like, wow, there are two people that just talk crud about what I do all this time. And I just found that out and it was just leaked to me. And again, you need something like Flow or just an app that's not controlled by a corporation where you do have almost a community moderation. And that's what these big apps lack. And so they usually start out with the people who don't give a crud about the pandemic. They don't think it's real. They think it's all drama. Don't wear a mask. Don't be afraid. People are just trying to scare you. And, you know, I had cosplayers just quietly unfriend me just because I posted about the importance of wearing a mask, or, you know, or the importance of child trafficking, of all these issues. And they're like, oh, just drama, drama, drama. I just want to see memes. Or Black Lives Matter, another thing. And what got me is just a month before we see a rise in cosplayers getting harassed, there were more cosplayers going out to cons. There have been in-person cons that have been happening that have been testing the fate of COVID. And they'll say, hey, wear your mask and, you know, don't have it be super packed. But there's like two or three mistakes they'll make that still break COVID rules. And the whole thing about having in-person indoor events is not safe. But yet there were cons here in DFW that happened anyway, in person and indoors, that people got up close to each other, hugged on each other, took pictures, some even took their masks off. And I feel like that was just something I just don't support. But anyway, there are people who are upset with that, rightfully so. And then I would see cosplayers that I hung out with, or at least I was with for years, come around and say, hey, be nice to each other. Please be kind. If they want to go out, be kind. If they say, hey, I want to get a haircut in person, I want to go out to the bar, please be kind. If they voted for Trump, please be kind. No, that is one other thing too. There are cosplayers saying, who, it doesn't matter what political side you're on. Hey, if you're on Biden's side or you're on Trump's side, it's the same thing. Black Lives Matter, Proud Boys, it's the same. Okay, that's just a political opinion. Okay, I'm tired of seeing people be mean to someone for their political belief. And all these people who are saying these things, they're either white people or they're light-skinned Latinos or Latinas. And I just feel like, wow, none of these people really get what's going on. And all of those costs, wait.
It's a combination of ignorance and privilege. It doesn't affect them directly, so they don't, it's not a concern to them.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is when you see a rise in Costler, Black Costlers getting bullied, it's crickets chirp. Like those same people who said, please be kind to each other. I'll be your friend regardless of political beliefs or religion, or if you decide to go out and hang out with your friends in person, please be kind to each other. None of them have come out and said that regarding cosplayers of color. It's like, okay, if a Black cosplayer gets bullied, and then everybody's silent. But if someone wants to go party and spread corona, be kind, okay? If they want to have fun, let them have fun. Yeah, which is still relevant
It's just
today.
heartbreaking.
Yep.
Years later, we're still
It's just
dealing with this.
in just in a different way. I know.
There is something that I do want to touch on before we get started. Now, Craig being a part of the team here, it's important to get to know Craig, what he does when he's not, recording with us. And I've actually talked to him about a recent issue. Well, that's still been ongoing. In fact, it's going out of hand. And I'll mention in a second, but Craig, when I talked to you, I discovered from you that your job is it to actually help people who are dealing with bullying online.
That's right. That's one part of what I do. I'm actually an entrepreneur, so it's not technically my job, but that is a service that I offer is cyberbullying protection and cyberbullying consultation. Basically, if you are being bullied, if someone is constantly posting on your page negative content, sending you harassing emails, texts, abusing your content, any of that type of situation, you can actually report that to my service, which is ID Shield. ID Shield was recently in Forbes magazine as the number one cybersecurity and identity protection for the US. So one of the services that they offer is cyberbullying consultation and approvals. So whenever you report someone that's cyberbullying you, they will actually go in and get all of this content removed from your pages, go ahead and contact the person doing the cyberbullying and press whatever charges can be on his end. And then, as far as you, the user, they also offer consultation. So, if you are kind of mentally damaged or scarred or really just having a tough time going through it because of the situation, they'll put you in contact with a consultation expert who can help you restore your identity so you don't have to go through this again and help you protect it from the future. So, if you get a new cyberbullying or that person creates another account, they'll actually send you an alert saying that, hey, this person's trying to contact you again.
That is very interesting. And
Wow, yeah.
it's relevant too. I mean, especially in this time where we're spending a lot of our time online, and I mean, what things are people are going through now. When this part of the podcast that I'm recording, it's going to be cut because I'm doing a two part. I had a discussion about the ongoing issues with harassment towards Black creators, and even more specifically, cosplayers or geek fandom or content creation. And I brought up two different stories. One that at the, I mean, I wouldn't say, I would say d overcame her challenge that almost threw her off the internet, or at least temporarily. And then one who completely felt defeated by the bullies and just like, you know what, I don't want to cosplay anymore. I want to draw. It's sad, but at least she's doing better too. And my part one, I didn't bring up her name. That is, she's a Jinx. And definitely, if you're on TikTok and you're seeing her art, definitely follow her because she makes great art and she's a wonderful human being who did not deserve to go through any of that. However, from there, I just get so much of notifications, or at least both on TikTok and on Instagram, I'm seeing stories of most of the time Black women getting harassed and bullied on the internet. Again, most of it is on the cosplay community. Now, I mean, there's other parts that are probably like that too, but I'm seeing so like on TikTok, it's gone so crazy on TikTok now. There is a good chance that on TikTok, there is something called the For You page. And what that is, that's similar to, say, if you're on Instagram and you decide to search, like, or you clicked on, or you pressed on Reels, and it would give you random accounts based on people you've been following. And that's what the For You page is about. And the For You page has been getting me videos of Black cosplayers responding to harassment or having to deal with harassment. It's happening so much. Actually, there are two cosplayers I'm interviewing within the next 2 weeks where my introduction to them was this harassment they've been dealing with. And I know Rihanna was like, you know what, I'm on Instagram. Well, thank goodness I'm not on TikTok. Like, yeah, I don't have to deal with any of that. Not Instagram is kind of not nice either. And some of the more recent stories are actually from Instagram. And there were these troll accounts, or these accounts of people just basically going around on a random Black female cosplayer's Instagram page and just leaving something very nasty. And I think there is something worse about Instagram than TikTok, because TikTok, I mean, people can write nasty comments. They can make stitches, or I mean, they could do some very terrible video. And how TikTok's system is gone, at least most of the time, they're not in the favor of the people who are getting harassed. And, you know, trolls can easily take down someone's live for any reason. They could just say, hey, this person is actually underage, even though that person's clearly in their 30s. And TikTok will be like, yep, that person's underage. Their account is banned, or their live is banned. With Instagram, though, people can just tag random people in Instagram stories. They can do reels. They can make Instagram groups just centered around harassing specific cosplayers, which all of these examples I'm pointing out to you are things I've witnessed so recently. And it is crazy. I can't even tell you anybody in specific, because there are so many cosplayers that are coming out and going like, yeah, some of them are like, you know, trolls are trolls. They're a bunch of dumb idiots behind a keyboard. They really won't say these racist, harmful, and stupid things to my face in person, and that's giving me confidence to just shrug them off. While others are like, you know what, the cosplay is supposed to be fun, and now I'm getting people saying that, no, you can't be this person because you're Black, or insert offensive word or phrase, and they're just like, you know what, I want to turn off my social media page because I just don't feel good about myself. And it's even gotten to the point where now it's happening to even white cosplayers out of nowhere. Like, white cosplayers are just enjoying cosplay. They're getting comments saying, you can't cosplay as this person, you're white. Why are we doing this?
Fake elitism?
Yeah.
There's really no reason for it, other than, as you said before, people just trolling and just trying to ruin somebody's day. And just because someone is doing something that they personally love, now they're being criticized for it and called out and bullied. And that's a feeling that nobody should ever have to have. And like you were saying, like, they're not all just on TikTok. It's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere where people are, there's going to be those types of trolls and cyber bullies.
But I feel like people are experiencing them the most on either TikTok or Instagram, because just both of those platforms, there's as many ways for a jerk to experiment how much they want to ruin someone's day, or just try to scare them off. Because some of these bullies, they'll go another step further to make death threats and just cause all types of harm. So I bet with your job, I mean, with that being a service, I'm sure that is something you, or at least with your service, it might have been something to even think about when hearing all this. I mean, have you, since knowing about the excessive harassment going on for Black cosplayers or Black geek content creators, have you like dipped into TikTok and Instagram and go like, okay, I gotta figure out what's going on here?
A bit, but really I want to just use those two platforms to really push out the message that you don't have to deal with cyberbullying alone, that you can, that there are people who are willing to help, and you just need to reach out and try to meet those types of people and set up a system to where you don't have to engage in that negative content on a regular basis. So the same platforms that are being used to harass people, I want to try to use those platforms to help people and maybe try to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think the one issue though, and I mean, that's not an issue of what you're doing, but an issue of the belief that there's a solution to get rid of them. And there, see, my only advice I even give is that if you don't give them the time of day, they'll get bored. I mean, bullies do get bored, but cyber bullies, they'll get to the point where you're not responding to their comments or you're not giving them any sort of attention, to where you may still have them, but it won't be at such a level. I mean, I know it's hard, really hard to do. I mean, especially if you so happen to go, if someone or some random cyber bully brings up, I mean, say they're like, oh, you know, I'd get raped or any of these really harsh things, and that trigger, if you had some past trauma and that triggers something to you, that's hard to just decide, you know what, that's a bully. I mean, that's a troll. I'm just, he doesn't really mean anything. Because, I mean, not everybody's going to have that thick shell to protect themselves. And that's where for those who can't, the trolls just don't, they leech off of that person. Even when that account gets blasted, they'll make another account and again be anonymous. And that's what I've also just seen recently with Instagram, with this one account that's been going around to different black cosplayers. And there's this cosplay, it's called a Cosplay of Color, and it's a Instagram page dedicated to just advertising and promoting all types of diverse cosplayers, whether they black, Hispanic, indigenous, just cosplayers from all around the country. I mean, all around the world. It's just a beautiful account, but that account has been experiencing trolls just using that account to find different cosplayers that they advertise and just go into those pages to leave nasty things. And so that account just turned around and is like, okay, look at this guy. Everybody's got to watch out for them, report their account, get it deleted. And they did. That person came back and just continued to do everything all over again. Again, you could just create another account and just start all over. I mean, go ahead.
My personal response is like, you have no life. You are insecure. You need to go somewhere. So what if I see whatever it is, whether it's mine or mainly in somebody else's, and it's like, okay, report. Okay, there it is, done. Like, the sent. I just send all the things. But I mean, I don't internalize anything from someone who doesn't know me. So for whatever it is, it's kind of like, wow, you're pathetic. Okay, delete, report, ban, what all the things. It's just, you're not worth my time to go through and try to reply to all the, if it's just like total, what's that word called? It's like vitriol, just like nasty junk that you have no place in saying that. There's no need to like go any further, like no response. So that's my thing.
No, I mean, I think that's actually, and I mean, a very incredible thing if you're able to just block and then move on. I'm just saying, not everybody has the mental capacity to do that, and especially if it's someone who's had like past trauma, and they could use that against them, and that could be very damaging if it's someone who does have some sort of mental illness. In some level.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone to an extent has some kind of trauma, but like I do have otherwise bullying trauma. It's not like,
well, yeah, but I mean, like there are some people who have like life-threatening trauma, like things that have happened to them in the past that were very, I mean, I'm not talking about just someone picking on them or being a racist in person, like people actually physically harming someone, and they have, I mean, they have trauma from that years on end, and still trying to enjoy life, enjoy their geek side with cosplay, and then suddenly a bully tries to bring that back in by, you know, bringing up very intense words and subjects regarding that. And that's what some of these bullies have done. Like, I've seen those comments, and I was like, wow, they're just the boldness of just saying the worst things and thinking you're very funny.
May I also suggest something else?
Yeah.
For the person whose account it is, to let someone else they trust take care of that.
Yeah.
So that they are not further triggered.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, that's important too. But I mean, the harsh thing is, unless there's a space where Black creators, and I mean other creators too, I mean Asian Americans are getting harassed too. If there's a space where you can just enjoy your creative side or your geek side, and you don't have an excessive level of that coming your way, I mean, the only way you can really get rid of them is, as much as it sucks saying, just ignore them. I mean, they feed off of any
attention. Report, not just ignore. Report.
Yeah, report and ignore.
And
yeah. So that's just been a hard conversation. But I mean, all I do, if I see a Black creator who is just feeling down because of trolls, I mean, I just feel the need to help out. And there are a few I've done. I mean, again, I'm interviewing some more cosplayers who've gone through that. And yeah, I mean, until we get conventions back and everything's back to normal, whenever that is, I mean, that's the challenge, is just trying to get through that. And luckily there is a solution, or possibly a solution, with the app Flow coming out, being a Black made and Black positive TikTok like app. I interviewed the creators of that app earlier. You know, check that out with Marcy. And they're designing an entire social media platform dedicated to uplifting Black creators and tolerating 0% of hatred. And it's a very noble and interesting goal that they've got, which the work in progress build for the app is coming next month. But as soon as I brought up Flow to Black cosplayers, they're like, sign me up, we need this app. So I can tell right there how important it is to have a space where they don't have to deal with this BS. And it's just heartbreaking seeing it. But, you know, I mean, the most I can do is just try to find a smile for that person. If I'm able to succeed in that, then, I mean, as much as I can't get rid of trolls, I can at least prevent or slow down the thought of misery. And I mean, that's all I can say. But I mean, that's the thing, is Black History Month, and it's not been nice with that. But yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say.